Welcome, welcome, welcome to another great segment from our Women of God team, View of the Kingdom, out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on Let's Do It Radio. The topic these four women of God are bringing to the worldwide listening audience is a woman's worth. Now, what is a woman's worth to you, gentlemen? And ladies, what is a woman's worth to you? Welcome to Thursday, May 19th, 2022, and I am Miss Inez, your hostess of the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Call into the show at 845-241-9985 to join in the conversation. What is a woman's worth? What is the worth of a woman? Let's have introductions of this evening's guests, and then we will get started with our discussion. Stephanie Jordan teaches all of our babies to our adult women the blueprint of ideal woman. And let's give her a hand praise, as we say. And then we have Prophetess Mae Carroll. She's a dream interpreter, counselor, and overseer of the Women of Fire Intercessory Prayer. We will also give her a hand praise. And Shawana Williams. She's a renowned published author, playwriter, poet, and an intercessory prayer warrior. Her motto is, if it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about nothing. Let's give her a warm welcome. And then we have, last but not least, Miss Sheila Owens Brown. She loves her God-appointed career, which is a passion of helping women who have been bruised and hurt by life's interruptions. And there's a lot of those women out there. Let's give her a hand. All right, after a word of prayer, these powerful women of God will begin a discussion of a woman's worth. Please pray for us.
Father in heaven, we honor you this evening, God.
Yes.
Lord, we come into your presence humble. Hallelujah. Lord God, we worship and we thank you, God, for you are so worthy, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're praying, oh God, not only for the listeners, for the hope, for ourselves, but God, we're praying for everybody in the world. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're asking you in Jesus' name that as you bless us with a platform, that we'll use it for your glory. Hallelujah. Lord, you know what you want your daughters to hear. You know what you want your sons to hear. We pray, oh God, that you will bless the fruit of our lips to be pleasing to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we're asking that your Holy Spirit will take control over this line, God. For this is all for you. God, we love you. And we always ask for forgiveness. We repent, oh God, because we ought to. We repent because we fall short. We repent, oh God, because we want our prayers to reach your very throne. Lord God, in Jesus' name, send the right people on the line. Lord God, send the broken, the wounded, the discouraged, oh God. Send those that feel defeated, oh God. Send them, God. Send them because there is healing in the land. There's healing on the line. God, send those that are confused in the name of Jesus. Send those that feel worthless. Oh God, for on this day we're going to talk about the worth of a woman. Hallelujah. And it comes from you, God. Lord, send them in the name of Jesus so they'll learn. Hallelujah, Father God. Send the little girls, send the big girls. God, send them. And we'll obey you, God. Hallelujah. Father God, for this is just not something we do on Thursdays, oh God. It's an assignment from the Most High God, and we take it seriously, oh God. Praying in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, that you'll shake some things up, God. Wake us up. Hallelujah, oh God. So what you want will be accomplished, God. We do this in your name, Lord Jesus, for we love you. We praise you. We bless the line. We bless your name, oh God. And we bless every woman in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen again. Well, let's go ahead. Let me see if we can. Okay, it's not coming in to us. So I was trying to play it. Maybe we can play it after after a while, but right now it's not coming through. So if you want to go ahead and get started with your discussion.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. We're just thanking God.
Amen.
Because today we're talking on a subject, a woman's worth. Praise God.
Yes.
And so many times, especially in today's time, we know that we, as women, we wear many hats. Praise God.
Yes.
And there is a passage of scripture that I want to read. It's coming out of Titus 2:3-5. It says, likewise, tell the older women to be reverent in their behavior, teaching what is good rather than being gossips or addicts to heavy drinking. That way they can mentor young women to love their husbands and children and to be sensible, morally pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, so that God's word won't be ridiculed. Praise God. It's in Titus 2:3-4. And a woman's worth. God, he has very high esteem for a woman, even though so many women go through so many different things in life. And sometimes she feels that her value is less than what God said that it is. And that's not true. I just say that on this line, we're going to be talking on some different aspects of a woman's worth, from a single lady, from a single mother, from a woman with a husband, and she's a homemaker. And even women that are young women as well as middle age and older women who are single with no children, how they have high worth, praise God. And when I sit back and I think about it, it's like, what is our worth to ourselves? First of all, we have to realize who God called us to be. He doesn't call us to be footmats. He doesn't call us to be someone for a man to just use and abuse. But know that we are worth so much more to God. And we should realize that God sees us in that light, how we should see ourselves. As time goes on and later on, we're going to be able to hear. It's a song. It's a secular song, but it has a powerful meaning, by Alicia Keys, A Woman's Worth. And it talks, even though it's a secular artist, she talks on truth about a woman's worth, how she sees herself, how we are truly diamonds. Even though we're in a rough world, we're still diamonds. We're still precious in the sight of God. Again, we wear so many hats. And a lot of times men, they take it for granted. But the first time a woman is not there when he needs her, then he treats her so badly. Because a woman, she will deny, she will sacrifice, she will go to the extreme to accomplish whatever task is set before her. It doesn't matter what the obstacles are. She will do whatever is necessary to excel, to accomplish, to provide. Praise God. And women need to know this. Our young women need to know their worth. Know that they're precious. They don't have to accept anything.
Yes.
That's why God's choosing for her. God wants each and every one of us as women to know that he sees us as special. Look at Mary. Praise God. God chose Mary. He chose her for a special task. And praise God. And she, actually, the Lord God allowed her to carry our salvation. I mean, look at that woman's worth. That's powerful. And praise God, there are so many things I'm going to interject, and I'm going to allow the ladies to expound. There's so much more I can say, but they have some powerful experiences and enlightenment that I think everyone deserves to hear, so that you can find yourself in the midst of this conversation. Sit down. Meditate. Listen to what God has given these women, so that we can see that we too are worthy. We too are worth something in the eyesight of God. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Okay. Sister Shawana, tell us what's your worth. What's a woman's worth to you?
A woman's worth to me? Put me in big girl's panties.
Hold on. Ladies, I do have the song downloaded, so if you want me to play it, I can go ahead and play it.
Yes, please.
All right, let me go ahead and play that. And the first verse by Alicia Keys, A Woman's Worth.
I keep on falling in and out.
Woo! I'll be back. Hey, yo, shorty, what's up? You looking good today. So you gonna give me some time or what?
What you talking about, shorty? What you know about a woman's worth?
This is Shawana Williams, and I want to speak to this group of ladies. I want to speak to the ladies that are or have been married but yet still alone. And with that, I'm going to get personal. I'm going to share some of my experiences and hope that it'll help you guys. I was once that woman, married and yet alone. I was married and single. And what that means, it does not mean that I was married and I committed adultery, I was married, I, you know, had other eyes for other men. I was the virtuous woman. I was the woman, I birthed our children. I went out, I worked. I made sure everything was well in my home. But what happened was over time, the man that I was connected to took advantage of my role. Instead of adding to me, instead of working. Now, he held a job. He held a job, but that was it. It was just enough. And so I'm the woman that had the husband, but I was still struggling, struggling with bills. If there were issues with the kids, I had to see how I could get off of work to go to the school. I had no rest. There was no rest for me. There was no covering for me. If I was sick, I was just sick. Thank you, God. And at that time, I'll tell you, I really didn't understand my worth. I thought that I was doing everything that I was supposed to do because this was my husband, this was my family. And as women, if you really think about it, we go over, above, and beyond anyway. It's in our nature. When we marry, we work the hardest to keep our marriages together. We not only give birth, but we raise. Now, all women don't do it, but I can speak about myself and these women sitting at the table with me. I was the woman that, when I went out, I was glad to introduce my husband to the world. I was glad to say I've been married for such and such years, not realizing that I was sleeping with the enemy. And the reason why I say I was sleeping with the enemy is because this man saw me. He saw me work my fingers to the bone, and he didn't care. He saw me up before God praying for our family. He would not join me. This man saw the pressures of life beating me down. and he walked away. I'm the woman that would cry herself to sleep at night. I cried because he did not hear me. I was married to a man that did not want to hear what I had to say. The only time he wanted to be my husband was in the bedroom. And I continued on, and this happened. This went on for years and years. And so what happened was one night I looked in the mirror, and I gained about 50 pounds. 50. Mm-hmm. And when I looked in the mirror, and I did not recognize myself, I didn't recognize Shawana anymore. And it was not just my physical appearance, but it was the mental, hallelujah. It was my thought process. Nothing was me anymore. I had lost myself in the imagination of a marriage, because it was an imagination. It was not a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So doing so many things to keep him happy, to provide, and I'm going to be very honest with you, I even went down to the state and got food stamps so that my babies could eat with a man in my house. And he sat back, he let me go in bed, and he sat back and ate up everything in the house. Do you hear me? And I kept doing it. It didn't stop there. I'm also that woman, hallelujah. I went down to the state. And if anybody knows anything about going to the state for help, they're looking down on you by the time you walk through the door. And so I went before them. And, hey, I asked for help. I got us on Section 8. I got us on Section 8 because the man I was married to worked a mediocre job. He could have done better, but he refused to. And as I think about it, why would he do better when he had me to go out and hustle? Why would he have any stress on him when he had me to use? And he used me. And this went on for years. And one night in the mirror, it's like the Holy Ghost shook me. God showed me. He showed me myself. And as Shawana was leaving quickly, when I was around people, I kept the same personality. I still laughed. I still joked. But I was broken on the inside. And it was just like if you all can imagine a small statue, imagine a statue of yourself, just a statue of yourself. And you imagine a man with a giant chisel and just chipping away every day. He chipped pieces off of me every day, little bitty pieces. It was little pieces he was taking off of me every day, working on my self-esteem, working on my personality. Had me believing that because I was so joyful and I was so happy, I was annoying because I annoyed him. The joy of the Lord annoyed him. But at the time, I didn't realize it was because God's spirit was in me and I was entertaining a demon. See, if we don't call them what they are, if we don't realize what it is, you'll stay on that emotional roller coaster. So here I am working a job. Sometimes on my job, I'm getting a call from my kids. It's parent-teacher conference. I've got to make sure food is cooked, got to make sure food is in the house. As I told you, I got on Section 8 with a whole husband. And I say a whole husband. This man wasn't handicapped or anything. Do you hear me? And I did this to keep my family going. And so what happened, I eventually got sick. I got really, really, really sick. And I'm going to share this because I'm hoping that I can help other Shawanas, if you're listening. I got really, really, really sick. And I got so sick, it could have been unto death, but God didn't allow it. And one day I came in from work, and I almost fell in the floor. I was so sick, and he was sitting in the living room. And I said, I need to go to the hospital. I told him I was sick. I fell in the house. He looked at me and turned around and kept watching TV. And he told me to wait until my daughter gets home. Okay?
No.
But this is the man that I served. This is the man that I loved. This is the man that I hustled for. Do you women hear me? Because I kept, I'm a virtuous woman. I'm a virtuous woman. I'm a virtuous woman. I'm a virtuous woman. And being virtuous towards him was killing me. Loving this man was killing me. It was killing me. And so going back into the night that I'll always remember looking in the mirror and just seeing all the ugly stuff, looking in the mirror, not recognizing myself, can't even fit my clothes, but still continuing to love this man. And so at that point, ladies, I realized that I had lost my worth. I lost it. It was going fast. I knew that I was God's daughter. I knew that I was rocking it as a mother. I was rocking it as a wife. But see, even in knowing your worth, you have to have enough wisdom to know when it's time to go. Mm-hmm. See, we've been taught for so long, and I'm not telling any of you to leave your husbands. Don't say that. But what I'm saying, we've been taught for so long, work it out, pray it out. When God is joined together, let no man put asunder. That is true. But the reality is most of us, God didn't join us together. Mm-hmm. We did it ourselves.
Mm-mm-mm.
He looks good. Right. He's got a good job. He ain't got no kids. He does it. So we join in these unions that are not of God by ourselves, and then we end up the way that I did, losing your worth. Thank you, Father God. But I will tell you this. I will tell you women this. After God showed me, he showed me, hallelujah, who he wanted me to be and where I was, and then I understood my assignment. I had given all the love that I could give. I had done everything that I could do. And none of it was enough for the man I was married to. So not only was I losing my my worth, I was allowing him to step all over it. And he did it on a daily basis. It did not bother him to hear me cry myself to sleep. It did not bother him to see me gain all this weight. It did not bother him to see me sick. It did not bother him to see black rings under my eyes because I'm up day and night being mama and daddy, husband and wife. It didn't bother him because I had released my worth to him and he was crushing me. And that's why I thank God for a Savior, for Jesus Christ. The Lord put me in that mirror. And when I say he put me in a mirror, I saw past 2020 vision. Not only did I see the weight gain and all the other things, but I saw my emotions. I saw my personality drifting. I saw my hopes and my dreams leaving me fast because I was investing so much into a dead marriage. And so what I want to say to you, Shawanas, and I'm calling you Shawanas because what happened, happened. But when I tell you, when God begins to show you yourself, understand he has a plan. And the Holy Ghost visited me that night, and he worked with me all night long. And God began to remind me of things, promises he's spoken to me. He began to remind me of the future and the hope that he has for me, the things that the enemy was choking out of me daily. And that's when I knew something had to change. But you know what, ladies? The change wasn't for the man I was married to. You think I'm going to say that? Mm-mm. It wasn't about him changing. It was about me changing. Because, thank you, Holy Ghost. I have to be, Lord said, be real. Amen. We're part of Raw Power Ministry, so I'm going to be raw. See, you can get in that bedroom. You can turn it up, lay low, gap them wide. You can do all those things. But if you're doing it to a man that God didn't send to you, it's not going to work.
Wow.
You're fixing food. He's getting his plate first. You're doing this. You're not spending time with your friends. You want to make him happy. And when you're doing this for a man that God did not connect you with, you're going to come up short every time. Because see, a man that God sends is not going to see his wife go down in the valley by herself. A man that God says, thank you, God. Even before you say I do, he's going to see your worth, and you're going to add to one another. A man that God says is going to cover you. There is not a man in the world that is sent by God that's going to watch his wife be sick and turn around and keep watching television. Women, if you're out doing all the hustling and he's sitting back, you out getting the food stamps and he eating a crab leg, something's wrong, you losing your worth. If you're that woman, you're having the babies, you're raising the babies, you're running to the school, you can't work because you're getting calls here and there, and he's sitting at home with lingerie on the bed waiting on you to come and be his sex slave, and you're doing it, you're losing your worth. We need to hear it because we often believe because we said, I do to these men. And then they put saddles on our back. They ride us like horses. They beat us down mentally. They don't uplift you spiritually. Thank you, God. And you still believe I need to hang in it because this is my husband. I got so tired of hearing women say, husband, husband, husband. Thank you, Jesus. Husband, my husband, yes. My husband, that. We need to be asking ourselves, maybe our next topic is what is a husband? Because I thought I had one. See, I had the big wedding. Mm-hmm. I had the pretty cake. I had the big reception hall. I had the beautiful ring. I had all that. I had everything after the ceremony, after the reception. I had everything except for a husband. And it cost me. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's light in the middle. There's light at the beginning of the tunnel. Because all it took for me to do was to get on my face and cry out to my God. God heard me. I said, God, I don't know how I got here, but I'm here. And when I tell you, when I began to ask God to make some changes, when I beginning to ask God to move, I asked God, I said, God, this is killing me. And God showed up. Hallelujah. And so at this point in my life, at 44 years old, walking away from a 20-year marriage, I cannot remember being this happy in all my days. I am joyful.
Amen.
I have peace. I understand that the next man that gives me,
oh, my God. Come on now. Come on, praise God.
The next man that God deems worthy enough to call my husband. This is going to be the man, thank you, Father God. He's going to have to go through Jesus Christ to get to Shawana. No more staying up at night worrying about bills. That's not the job of a woman. That's not your work. You're not supposed to be. My godmother, Prophetess Mae Carroll, she used to tell me, you're not supposed to be worried about paying the bills. You're not supposed to have this. And I would hear her, but I didn't see another way. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't see another way. But that man, being a woman, just like I tell my daughters, I'll share this, and I'm going to pass it on because I was going to say I can write a book about it, but too late. I've already written it, and I'll let you all know when that'll be out. It's called Cover Girl. But I'll tell you this. When you know your worth, and your worth is not your finances, your worth is your spirit, your heart posture. Your worth, and people say, what can you bring to the table? Folks get stuck on money. It's not about money. Because, see, if you got a woman... If you got a wife that can go to God and intercede, see, you can get a millionaire. You can go out and meet a millionaire. I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. If that works for you, fine. But you better meet that woman that has the riches of the Holy Spirit inside of her. Because, see, this is the woman that God will wake up at night and say prayer for over your husband because he's about to have a stroke. See, that's connected. Money can't buy that.
Right,
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. This is the woman, the Holy Ghost filled woman. In the name of Jesus, she's the one that can see the demonic attacks that's getting ready to happen to you before you even go to that business. If she can say, honey, God spoke to me. Don't do this. Don't do that. See, there's different in riches. We all need money. Money is important, but money, even money, has a stopping point. But when you have that wife, you have that woman, and there's nothing wrong with education. Education is beautiful, but she can have her doctorate, she can have master's, and so she can have all that. But if she is not connected to Jesus Christ, you ain't got no wife, and I say it ain't. See, the worth of a woman of God, you can't buy it. See, you can ice her out, you can buy the home, you can buy, and you should do those things because she's worth it. You do it for those harlots, so you should do it for your wife. But the woman that I'm speaking of, speaking of myself, speaking about the women that is at this table with me, our worth is priceless. You can't find a bank account big enough to buy her.
Hallelujah.
It's just not, it can't happen. Because, see, I'm that woman. We're those women that's going to pray for you. We're those, my God, we're those women in the name of Jesus. And when somebody comes up to you and when you can't see, God is showing it to us. We're the women that when we raise your children are being raised with the Spirit of God inside of them. We are those women that when we step into the room, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is already
there. Amen. Amen.
See,
Amen.
Our virtue goes past money. There are so many women that have all the money. They have all of those things. They have the big houses, but they're not happy yet.
Men aren't even.
Men. And so me, myself, learning my worth, I've learned that I don't have to just put up with anything. I learned that I'm supposed to be catered to. I learned that I am worthy of love, and I mean pure, unadulterated love. I mean love. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about love, him learning the inner me and loving every bit of me. That's my worth. And I have so much more
Come
to
on,
say,
say
but I'm going to pass it on because there are other women, but I tell you, praise God, to the women that were like me, that were sleeping with the enemy, the women that were like me that was giving so much into your marriage till it was killing you. I'm asking
Amen.
You to call out to God and let God show you where you are and where he wants you to be. And the Holy Spirit will direct you from there, because I am telling you, if you were around me, you can see me now, you would not believe any of this ever happened to me. God will restore you. He'll put you back
Amen.
Together. All those little pieces that was being chiseled and chipped off of you, oh, God will make you beautiful. He will give you beauty for your ashes.
Yes,
praise
he will.
God.
Yes, he will.
So I'm
going to
pass it on. I'm going to pass it on,
Amen.
And I pray that it helps someone.
Amen. Praise
God.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Blessing.
Amen. Praise God. Proverbs 31 and 27 reads, she is vigilant over the activities of her household. She doesn't eat the food of laziness. Praise God. And what Sister Shawana has said, it was so powerful in itself. And if you would just listen, even
yes,
me, like
yes,
you said
yes.
earlier, it's not all men, but there are some good men out there still. And then there's
yes,
still time
yes.
for the men to get it together. It is. It's time for that. And as she has stated, and I can witness everything that she said. Praise God.
Amen.
Even in my life, as I just share a little bit, even in my life, and just as she was transparent, I was in a marriage where I was doing everything according to the word of God. The Lord said to take care of your children, to provide, to be a help meet. And so, and I was doing that. I was praying for him, even when I would ask him to pray, and he would say, no, you go ahead. When I would pay the bills and I would be at home, coming in from 12-hour shift. And when I would come in, I would make sure that his clothes was ironed. I make sure his lunch was fixed. I make sure his bath was ran before he went off to work. And then I had to do the same thing, but when I came home, it wasn't done for me. And it was okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I thought until it got to the point where he decided he wanted a child. I didn't want any more children. And I acknowledged my husband. I said, okay, and I had a child. Praise God. And I got pregnant, and 2 weeks before I delivered, he decided to walk away.
Yep.
He decided that going to the boat was more important to him than spending time at home with his pregnant wife. And when he decided to walk off, I just looked, and I thought, I lost my self-worth, because I thought, what did I do? I did everything according to the word of God. I was at home.
Right.
I didn't hang out. I took care of the children. I took care of the yard work. Only thing he had to do was work and come in. But that still wasn't enough. And so it allowed me to see through a friend of mine. She actually, because I had fell into the point of depression and didn't even realize. See, that's how the devil is. He'll make you think that it's your fault. He'll make you think
right.
that you didn't do enough. Until I had a holy woman of God, and praise God, I know you all are going to say that prophetess, May Carol, she has played a part in all of our lives. Yes, she has, because she came to me, because she said she saw me. She saw what was happening to me, because I'm already a slim lady, and I had got even slimmer to the point that it was terrible. It looked like I was about to fade away. And she prayed for me, and she talked to me.
Amen.
And I still didn't get an understanding. And one of my sisters, Sister Sheila, she told me what you did was went through the phases of a person that was given a terminal death sentence. She said, you went through denial. You went through pity. You went through all those steps, and I didn't even realize it. Because, again, women, if you don't know your worth, not only would a man bring you down, but he will make you begin to think that it's your fault. And then there you are. Fading away, and he's going on living his life. But again, I had praying sisters. And when they prayed for me,
Amen.
The prophetess, she came over daily. But I couldn't allow my children to see what I was going through. I couldn't allow them to know. I couldn't even cry. I wanted to cry so bad just to relieve the burden of the heaviness. But I could not cry. Praise God.
Hmm.
And the more I was, I even went to him to try to reconcile as if I did something wrong. But my eyes were open and I realized that here it is, I'm still allowing him to take from me. And she kept reminding me. She said, that is not what God would have you to do. God is not pleased with that. She told me straight up, get up, clean yourself up. And she said, and get back to living. This is not God's will for your life. He is not God of your life. Get up. And I did. I got up, and it took a minute, but I got up. But when I did get up, I got up angry. And then the friends came along, and they were just looking like, what's going on with you? Because I'm a joyous person, a joyful. I love to laugh. I said, but he had sat. I allowed him to sap my energy. I allowed him to sap my joy, my peace. But praise God for prayer. Because it did change. And after she continued to be with me and labored with me, the Lord allowed me to come back to my right mind because I knew evidently I had to have lost my mind. Praise God. But I realized it. And I realized that I'm worth more than that. I am that diamond in the rough. I am that precious stone that prices far above rubies. I am that virtuous woman. Praise God. And that's what I want every woman on this line to know. But I don't care, even if you're single, if he loved you, he wouldn't put his hand on you.
Mm-mm.
If he loved you, he wouldn't put you down. Sister Shawana said he wouldn't put your hands on me and live. Praise God. But we have to remember that our worth, we are worthy. We are worthy to be loved. That is, God intends for us to have it. We're not to live beneath what God said we're to have. Praise God, and I just wanted to throw my little piece in there, but no, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Sheila.
Amen.
Praise God. And
amen.
Let's see what she has to contribute. And I pray that your ears are open, women, men.
Amen.
All of you, listen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before we do, we got to give a hand praise. Come on, give a hand praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Our stories are so similar in so many ways. We have gone through so much, you know, being married. We've gone through a lot. Being single, we've gone through a lot. And as Stephanie was talking about the stages, basically the five stages of grief, because when you are in a relationship with someone and when that person walks out on you or that relationship ends, then you do go through grief as if you have lost someone and buried them. So you go through all of these stages. And when you go through these stages, your emotions are everywhere. They're all over the place. When you're going to ask yourself the same thing she said, what did I do wrong? You know, but you know when you start to touch yourself, you know you did everything that you knew how to do as that virtuous woman. You did everything that you knew how to do as a woman of God. Mm-hmm. You cooked, you cleaned, you paid the bills. You made sure that when he flipped the light switch, the lights come on. When he turned the water on, the water comes on. Because he's not the one that's going out to make sure that these things are done. He didn't have to do anything but open the pantry and there was food. Open the linen closet or open the closet and there was toiletries. Never had to worry about anything. Because as women, as virtuous women, as women of God, we want to make sure that everything is there for the man that we think is worthy of it. But the thing about it is, as been said before, we think they're worthy. They have good self-worth. They have value. But they don't think the same about us. They think we're just a sex toy, a rug to just wipe their feet on. They think we're just invisible. Most of the time, they treat us as if we're invisible. But we have to continue to deal with things of that nature. We've gone through similar things, as I said before. But the bottom line, when you go through those five stages of grief, the last stage is acceptance. The last stage is acceptance. And when you get through looking in the mirror, when you get through crying your eyes out, when you get through pleading with God, then you have to accept the fact that basically this man thinks you're worthless. And not worthy. So I want to say this, that a woman's worth is not to be tampered with. Her worth is not to be manipulated, but her worth is to be appreciated. We don't need to take her for granted in any kind of way, but realize that she is priceless. Someone said that earlier. She is priceless, and she is a very, very, very special jewel in the eyes of the Lord. So when you get a woman that does all the things that she's supposed to do, as a man, all I can say is you better appreciate her. Because if you don't appreciate her, God will give her to someone else.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. That is so true. Sister Sheila, she said,
amen.
I guess everybody coming. What she wanted to say, praise God. She give her, praise God for what she has. The truth. Mm-hmm. Amen. And it is, the thing about it is we have to have the understanding, the wisdom to know when to walk away. A lot of times we hold on to those things in the cloud, like, well, he will change soon. Oh, he didn't mean it. But no, he said, and he meant just what he did. Praise God. But again, this doesn't mean all men are like that. God has some loving, powerful men out there. And praise God. And they're dealing with something similar, just in the opposite way. Praise God. But we want women to know that you are worthy. You are worthy. You are a woman worth more than anything that this world has to offer. But you have to first
accept
that word. Praise God. Okay. And now, for the grand finale, we have Prophetess May Carroll. And she's getting ready to give us what thus comes from the Lord, from the kingdom of the Most High. Praise God.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I was listening to the ladies, and everything they said was worth. Worth saying. I was thinking about that woman's worth. And I always like to give a little terminology of these particular words, like worth and love and all of these kind of things, like the ideal woman and all. And so when I looked up the word worth as an adjective, it is written, it is equivalent in value to the sum of items specified. And then as a noun, it said the value equivalent to that of someone or something under consideration, the level at which someone or something deserves to be valued or rated. So the definition of worth is also excellence, usefulness, or value. Just like a person with super charm. You know, a woman of worth, she knows how to charm not only herself, but the person that's in her life, too. Your abilities, a woman's worth, your abilities concerning your own self-worth, you have to evaluate yourself. You have to know thyself. You have to know where you are coming from. At this standpoint, you have to know who you are, because he can't know who you are if you can't know who you are.
Amen.
So, evaluating yourself within yourself, your performances. We could write a whole atlas of how to evaluate ourselves and performances in this life. And then you have to take it, go a little further and say, how do I value myself? How much do I think of myself? Do it bring me down to a high standard of self-esteem? Does it bring me down to a low self-esteem? And one thing women all over this world do not, I don't care how much you make yourself in terms of money, I don't care if the man is a billionaire or trillionaire, do not value yourself based off of materialistic things. Because our prophets can go out there and make that kind of money. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right. In Proverbs 31:10, it says that who can find a wife of noble character. And when I looked at that and I continued to read father and study father, it said that a kingdom man, a man that knows your worth, a kingdom man that knows God and has the kingdom of God inside of him,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't spend all his energy playing the field.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So he know your work, and he will take your work to know who you are and to know how God values you and to know that God, the all-loving God, created you for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That goes all to for the single woman. Your boyfriend is not mm-hmm. your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You don't live with your boyfriend like he's your husband.
Right.
Because he will never value your work.
Lord,
he will abuse
amen.
You.
Amen. That's right.
Instead,
he
finds a godly woman, a kingdom woman, a woman of worth who knows her worth, marries her, and cherishes her. And he then finds out that all the money in the world cannot compare to her worth.
Mm. Mm.
That's right. That's right.
He also doesn't waste all his time out there in the street.
Mm.
Because he's
that's
a kingdom
right.
man with a kingdom mindset, and he values and he takes care of that which the Lord God has given him forevermore
mm-hmm.
as his wife prepared her to be his wife.
Mm.
And his head, you know, he don't go out there and be out all night drinking wine and beer and what do they call that stuff?
Tequila
and all of those kind of things, because he won't go against that, those kind of things. Drinking will fog your head
mm-hmm.
or his head and do injustice when he comes home.
Mm-hmm.
He's not mm-hmm. even illiterate to understand what he has at home that he needs to go running to.
Mm-hmm.
So I speak today for those women, whether single, married, mamas that have no voice. So what value do you place on yourself? What do you think about yourself? You are a woman of worth that is valuable enough to have the best of and better of things in life. You self-assess your own self. You are a beautiful creation from the Father, I am.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You are a created being taken from the side of a man. You are a masterpiece designed by a perfect God with a perfect spirit who created a perfect world. You,
amen.
A woman of worth, is God's daughter. You're valuable. You're self-respected, and you're precious, and you're respected, honored, and you're improved because you are a woman of worth and a woman, a kingdom woman of God. You have to know that you are a whole woman and not a half.
Mm.
Don't accept nothing less. Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Your work
amen.
Contributes to his being. Your work contributes to how you feel about yourself and how effective you are in making decisions for yourself, for your family,
mm-hmm.
or if you're single and no children, or if you're single and have children. You make right choices and choose the right direction, and then it will show you whether to accept that man, whether he be street, pimp, a nobody, a drunk on the side.
Mm.
You will know your worth
mm.
is much more than settling. Having a positive mindset as a woman of worth, even you consider your health and your mental health and overall your whole well-being. Notice I said whole. Knowing your worth helps you in building confidence, developing and coping with skills, handling the positive versus the negative aspects of your life and with people. When you know, women, your own worth, you don't have to guess, you don't have to feel as though you have to be in competition with other mm-hmm. women. So many women are so jealous of each other. They're in competition. They're comparing themselves and want to outdo each other that they don't remember, they forget about their worth as a whole.
Mm.
I think about, do you all remember the movie Imitation of Life? This hard-working mother, black woman, she had a daughter that was so fair, she looked like the white woman. And you know, that's one thing against the black woman, because even our men look at us, our women, as of the mm-hmm. lower caste because they think that the white is superior over the black women. Mm-hmm. And they forget mm. about the woman's worth as a black woman. She's always having to prove herself. She's always had to work harder mm-hmm. at home and on public jobs. And so in yeah. talking about the mother with that daughter that shunned her, but that woman loved her daughter so much, but she was so sad and she was always hurt because her daughter felt she was a white people. And I'm not bashing white people because I have them in my family. I love them. But showing that how people look at you as a woman not of worth. And so don't stress yourself trying to be something or someone else. Be the betterment of you. Know your worth. Know who you are and know whom you belong to. Strive for the excellence in you, a woman's worth. You are who we become. Improve on you if you know or feel that there is something lacking. Be compassionate about mm-hmm. you. Fulfill your dream. Fulfill yourself. Be feel good about yourself. Love yourself, women, all over the world. Love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Accessorize yourself. Get up. Stand up. Beautify yourself. Keep yourself clean. Your work is having a clean, cleanliness, wisdom, personal clean hygiene. Mm-hmm. Look the part mm-hmm. of a woman that values your own worth. Look the part.
Mm.
You may not have $1 million, but you can sure look the part.
Amen.
Be the well-balanced, well-rounded woman of worth. Your self-worth is to act in your life. Don't play yourself short. When you don't value yourself, you're letting you down, and what follows are negative and unhealthy thinking. You will just settle and not motivate to improve on yourself. Mm-hmm. We have to sit down and improve on ourselves. We have to do things to make us better and feel better than what the man that you're married to are sleeping with. Because if he really values you as a woman mm-hmm. of worth, and he really cares for you, he will go beyond and above for you. He's not looking
Amen.
For you to bring him the bacon, nor scramble the egg. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it is written, "My grace is sufficient for you. For my power mm-hmm. is perfected in weakness." When you are weak, you're looking for something else, someone else to drive you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to, if you got a headache, you have to take a pill to chill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm.
lacking faith, if you're lacking faith, you're missing opportunities that can be demonstrated in your life. You're missing the point. You're missing the things that can enhance your ability to do more than just be that woman there cooking and cleaning and washing and doing all your dirty laundry, your stinking dirty laundry.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Carrying a heavy load while you sit back and say, "Hand me a beer, bring me a drink of water, mm-hmm. fix my plate."
Mm-hmm.
women, know your worth all over the world. Your worth is valuable. You are of God, and the things of God are valuable. Therefore, you are a useful woman of worth to yourself and others. If you cannot be to yourself, how can you help other women? Your worth is more valuable than all the diamonds and rubies in this world. Men cannot, I promise you, they cannot live without you. You're their helpmeet. You compliment them. Whether you marry them or you just have them for a boyfriend, there is some worth in you. There is some value in you. And you are helping them. Even the women that are out there prostitutes, they do it for a pimp. But these women ought to know that they are worth more than that. Those $2, they are walking the streets, the roads, the lane. They are worth. They are beautiful women. You are beautiful. And you are beautiful inside.
Amen. That's right.
You see? You can marry. A man can marry a pretty woman. And he can marry a rich woman. But many of men have been disappointed, and women, when they discover in each other the elegance that they saw outside was not inside. And it didn't match. They were unequally yoked. So, when you know your worth, you know that you are far more precious than jewels, according to Proverbs 31 and 10. And when you value seeing to the needs of her family, whether single, herself, or children, she is the head when she has children and no husband. She provides with the Lord's help and instruction. She takes care of everyone else first, and she's always last. The woman, a woman
That's
of
right.
worth, always putting others before her. Now, we don't have
That's right.
some that just don't do anything. We got some lazy women out there, believe me. They dress up and look cute, so they think, and they don't even evaluate themselves to see what else can be drawn out and be open with. When you value yourself and your worth, there is a light inside you, a sparkle on the outside of you that glows even in the dark. Your whole beauty of your person comes alive, and it activates and cultivates the qualities in you of a refined natural cause. You can know and see the real in a true woman of worth. Her smile, her glow, her confidence, standard. She's even refreshing men, and people around her can discern the purity of her inner self and quality. A woman of worth has a sense of mystery about herself and never, ever go chasing a shadow. Know your strength, woman of worth. Know when someone, him, doesn't value you. A woman of worth is intelligent. She's wise. She has wisdom. She has a good sense of direction. She's human. She's humorous. She's honest. She's supportive as well as supportive of herself. She gives out so much every day. She's a 24/7 well-rounded woman. When a man seeks a woman of worth, he sees the one he can trust her. He's comfortable in talking and being open with her. She becomes his confidant. She becomes somewhat his advisor. She's his activator in his process in his hair. She's even when he's vulnerable, she's right there. A woman of worth is right there, tending to his needs, tending to his health, tending to his opinion and how he feels. And she is sensitive to his feelings and needs. And then he finds out that she is his need, a woman of worth. A woman that knows her worth can be self, herself around others. She's independent, has an open mind. She has a kingdom mind because the kingdom of God is inside of her. Women around the world, you have a spirit and you have a soul. Not knowing your self-worth can bring on low self-esteem. You're inadequate.
That's right.
You're incomplete. You lack confidence. You're struggling. You're struggling not only physically, but you're struggling in, mentally in your mind. You're struggling with this and you're struggling with that. Don't value your worth on external factors. But on the internal concept of a whole and not a half. Knowing you are loved, you're certainly worthy of love, more than enough, you're more than enough. And what you want, because it's bigger than you think. Women of worth, a woman of worth, is bigger than you think. Women all over the world, you are bigger, it's bigger than you think. A woman's worth is a reward to herself. You love and respect yourself because you are authentic. And you are the overall quality of, you are the overall quality of and in your life. You are the overall quality of a woman's work in his life. You are the overall quality of work in this whole world. Because remember, before the disciples could get to Jesus when he was in the tomb, the women were already there. It was the women right there. Know your worth, women. Know that you're just not just a factor, external factor, but you have a whole lot of life inside of you. You have so much love. When the kingdom woman that knows her worth, she has that God love inside of her that she can't even explain it. But that man, that kingdom man of God, he knows that God's love that's lying with shame. He's in touch and in tune with her. He connects with her. And he connects not only with the external but the internal. All the way down into the deepness of her organs. He is, he knows, and she knows. And they too become one. A woman of worth.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Miss Arnett.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen.
You know what we do. We like to hear from those who are on the line. So I don't know if everybody is with you on the one line. All four
we're
of
on,
us
one
with you on the one
we're
line.
On everybody.
Okay.
We're on one line.
Okay. So we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall, who's also listening on the line. If you want to say something about a woman's worth, we already know what you're going to say, but go ahead. We already know.
Well, good evening, everybody, and I promise you, this was some holy, divine information for the male and the female. Now, let me just say something.
Yes.
Adam could not find Eve, even though he had been given governorship over the Garden of Eden. He couldn't find Eve nowhere. He was the powerful man. He was the Adamaz. He was the guy. But he couldn't find Eve nowhere. And so that became a mental blockage because everything else out there had a mate. But Adam couldn't find Eve. Just like Adam couldn't find Eve and he was God's prized possession of creation. We men today, we can't find the virtuous woman. We have to ask God to give us the virtuous woman, put her in our pathway. And then when you put in our pathway, give us to know through your spirit that it's her. Because it's sometimes a fine line between truth and illusion. Can look like the right thing, can act like the right thing, but as Prophetess May said and the other lady said, when you get there and it get going on, you find out it's not the right thing. Well, that's your pick. That's the picking of the humanistic eye. But when we ask God, when we confess, ask God, God, we tried to pick. We tried to find her. We tried to find him. We tried to find her. But we always came up with the same thing. God, you pick who you created for me. You pick that virtuous woman because you already set her pinnacle so high till can't even imagine paying for her because you ain't got nothing that can pay for her. So God has to pick that woman, that virtuous woman. And then he have to put the man that's already conditioned by him, has gone through experiences of picking bad, making bad choices. When we submit and ask God, then that's when God placed that woman into our lives. And he don't just put her in a trick bag, but he give her us that have been conditioned through his word. See, we have to be conditioned through his word to deal with a virtuous woman because the woman is self-sufficient. She's independent. She makes her own money. She meets the merchant ships. She know how to deal with the merchants coming from afar off. So God have to pick her. He have to bring her in your pathway. And he have to have a time when you have submitted to his will, then that's when he brings that woman of worth in your life. So I enjoyed it. And it was most informative, as always.
Yeah.
And I commend this group of women because this group of women is a part of Raw Power Ministry, and I'm the very, very, very blessed pastor. These are some very sound, unique, holy women talking from experience and have become that woman. Of what you hear what I said? They became that woman of work. They saw, they learned what it was, and they saw through their mistakes, and they became that woman of words. And now, guess what? They can never be tricked again. They can teach others as they are doing how not to be tricked. Now, it behooves the male, it behooves the female that listen to this program. Hear what the Lord is saying to you. Get wisdom and live. Live in the abundance in which Jesus gave us all. So that's what I have to say. And I commend them and I applaud the efforts. And I'm telling you, I always tell Prophetess May, I can listen to her talk. And the rest of these young ladies, Lady Stephanie and Shwana and Sister Sheila, keep up the good work. God bless you.
Amen.
And you
Amen.
Y'all are affecting people around this world. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Doing a good job. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. We have caller 3696. If you want to introduce yourself and if you want to give any comments, please do at this time. 3696, last for your telephone number.
Hello, everybody, and I'm just happy to be on the line tonight, and y'all are a blessing. I'm not married, but, hey, I take it in stride. So one day, if I am before that time, he better come on with it.
Uh-huh.
Because y'all have taught me. Thank you, my sister. Love you guys.
Amen. She done heard. She done heard the word. That's all right. That's all right. She done heard the word, and she knows how to act, and she knows what to look for, what not to be attentive to, but what to be attentive to. That's all right. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and for commenting. Thank you so much. And then we have 9905, if you want to comment. Tell us who you are and comment.
Amen. Good evening. I am.
Good evening.
I am Deborah Pinkerton, and I am Prophetess May Carroll's sister. I just loved it.
What I heard.
I thank God for each and every one of the women on there. You know, Stephanie and Shawana and Sheila, and most of all, Prophet May Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for a mile. You know, I learned a lot. You know, I like what Shawana was saying about
mm-hmm.
how we do for the husband and everything. And then, you know, they try
right.
to be on our Section 8, our Section
mm.
8 thing, be on a, be, you know, want the food stamps and all that. It ain't for them. I just thank God for what I heard. And then my prophet's mate. Talking about how we should, you know, how we should be. I just thank God,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got my whole body full off of that, not just my stomach, but the whole body. And I just thank God.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. And you all can join us at any time, every Thursday night. At 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, unless there's something going on. They always bring in something about the God's woman, the ideal woman, for the ideal man. And I think they were saying they're going to talk about the man next time, which is a good thing. So hopefully we'll have more men on the line. But they're always uplifting the women and trying to give us a path and a blueprint to look forward to and to kind of guide us through life, because we don't know everything. They have been through a lot of things, so they can teach us, they can guide us, they can direct us, and they can say, they do the little finger, that's not a good thing, you know. So we appreciate the women of God, Stephanie Jordan, Prophetess May Carroll, Shawana Williams, and Sheila Owens Brown as well, for bringing this word, this message, these guidelines, these what do you want to call it? These things that have happened to them. You know, all these things have happened to somebody who has listened. I mean, even to me, I've been married twice, and it's like, oh Lord, okay, that sounds like him. That
me
sounds
too.
Like him. No. So I'm just gonna wait until God puts the right person in my path before if that time ever comes, you know. Hush, Reverend. You know,
amen.
Because hey, not everybody is meant to have somebody. So, you know, we have God who is our husband and our wife at the same time. So, you know, we need to listen to what he has for us so that he can, you know, direct us and lead us. And so we appreciate each and every one of you for your times of going through what you have gone through, so we can be aware of our what we need to do and what we need not to do, and which direction to go and which direction not to go. I mean, when Miss Stephanie said that, yeah, I think it was Miss Stephanie, said, who said that they had gained 50 pounds? Was it Miss Stephanie?
Shawana.
Okay. When you don't see yourself gaining that type of weight, you know, it's because you're not taking the time to look at yourself, because you're so busy looking after that man that you have your eye on. And if he's not worth it, you're going to get bigger than three houses, four houses, until you stop, drop, and roll and look at yourself. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me that mirror to look into so I can see myself, you know, be the woman in the mirror, not the man in the mirror, but the woman in the mirror, and correct, you know, the path. So I thank you all. Ooh-wee. And so that's just, you know, I may play the whole song, what a woman's worth after we're all done. I'm serious. That's a good one by Alicia Keys. Don't. But the announcements today are, hey, you know, hey, if it's secular or not, she just said a woman's worth, you know, is always a good thing. So you don't know what you're worth until you lose your worth and you forget about yourself and you lose yourself. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we have to remember who we are and who we serve and who our husband is, as in Jesus, you know, and in God and is in the Heavenly Father. So, oh, man, that was wonderful. So hopefully people are listening out there. They can always go back and listen again through www.blogtalkradio/letsdoitradio. Because I just learned today that Do It All in the Mall is the account has been suspended. So I've been sending y'all to a place where I guess y'all can't even go. But it's www.blogtalkradio/letsdoitradio. And you can listen to this again. And if I have to play it again and again and again, it's something we need to hear. I know it sounds like I'm babbling, but, I mean, we women, we don't take care of ourselves. Actually, we need to take care of ourselves because we are so busy taking care of other people. We lose ourselves, as I said before. So we need to find ourselves so we can take care of ourselves, so we can take care of other people as well.
Amen.
But tonight after at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, Sergeant Parks will be coming on the radio, and his topic is the Great Replacement Theory. And y'all know what that is, us being replaced by them other folks. So if you all want to join us tonight at that time, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m., and 9 p.m., so please do, same time, or same telephone number, 845-241-9985. And on Sunday, our very own Mr. Reverend Ronnie Marshall will be speaking, unless he has somebody else speaking for him, on the fourth Sunday service from Little Rock, and that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we are glad to have him, as always, as he always brings a word from heaven. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then on the 24th, we have on Tuesday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And we may continue about the Great Replacement Theory because we were going to talk about it. And I won't say stuck, but involved on single dads, okay, because single dads, the initiative is just get here. You know, if you can just get to a certain place, there will be a place for single dads so that they can have time with their children. Because right now, a lot of single men don't have places to go and take their children. So there's a GoFundMe initiative out there so that the men can go to basically a Airbnb and take their children. And then from there, they can take them to Disneyland, Disney World, Six Flags, take them somewhere where they can enjoy themselves. So that was an initiative that was announced on Tuesday night by Wally Vaughn. And so you can always listen to that episode as well. And then Wednesday night, May 25th, we, of course, have Bible study with Reverends Carolyn and Rodney McCullough. And that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And if you all want to keep Let's Do a Radio on the air, please send Cash App to $ANAISEVALCOUR. Again, that's $ANAISEVALCOUR, because it is not, it's not free to keep it online. We do have to pay each month to keep us on the air. So, you know, please donate to the worthy cause. And also, let's support Reverend Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album through iTunes. Let's buy his tunes through Amazon, CD Baby, all music media. Please go out there and support him, as he always is supporting us. He's almost on the line every night supporting us and lifting us up. So we appreciate him and thank him. And so a big thank you to our guest from A View of the Kingdom, Miss Stephanie Jordan, Prophetess Mae Carroll, Shawana Williams, and Sheila Owens Brown. I'm going to give them, if anybody wants to say anything before we do our last little bit, you're welcome to say anything. But they gave us a mighty, mighty, mighty word on a woman's word. So if any of you ladies want to say anything before I do the last little closing.
I just want to say one more thing, if it's okay.
Go ahead.
To the women, to the women of the world, worth and love go far beyond man's definition and terminology. Thank you.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Say that. And also, you want to say that one more time?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said worth and love goes far beyond man's definition and his terminology.
Amen. Amen.
And just,
amen.
Just,
all right now.
Just to put in parentheses, never think, women, that you're going, what you're going through defines who you are. Remember, God created
amen.
You in original. Love God.
Yes.
Love yourself.
Yes.
Know who you are and whose you are. You are a woman of worth. Never settle.
Yes.
God will provide. He will supply all you need. Praise God.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Anybody else want to comment? That's some good last words. Not last, but some good added words.
Yes.
Go ahead, Reverend.
Sister Inez and people around the country, good men, whether you're a minister, deacon, or just a brother in the church, but you're a good man and you've been through some of the same kind of things that these ladies have so eloquently spoke about today. Well, if you want to find those kind of women, you need to meet me at Raw Power Ministry. That's 2900 West 6th Street in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. If y'all want to meet, if y'all want to meet these virtuous women.
If y'all want
to meet these virtuous women, excusing Sister Stephanie, y'all meet me on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, 2900 West 6th Street in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We start at 11 o'clock, and I'm telling you, man, they come in there dressed so powerful they'll blow your mind. So come on, brother. And get Jesus and get...
Oh, goodness. Oh, amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
I like that pastor.
That's all right. That's what you meet on the best woman at the church house. So, you know, they come dressed to be impressed and to impress. So, you know, y'all men have to come the same way. You got to be dressed, too. I know they say come as you are.
You can't come in there with overalls, bro.
You got to come.
Excuse me, Miss Inez. Could you give me that email again? Could you give that email again? Yes, the www.blog.
Blog Talk Radio. Then / Let's Do It Radio.
Okay, thank you.
And also, when I send out the announcements or what have you, the text, you can always use that text as well, and you see that that's in there. The Blog Talk Radio information is in there as well. So
you can
always use that. You are so welcome. And so, again, a big thank you to our guests, Miss Stephanie Jordan, Prophetess Mae Carroll, Shawana Williams, and Sheila Owens Brown on A Woman's Worth. Join us again next Thursday. As I think they said, they're going to talk about the men. Is a man's worth? I don't know. what they're going to talk about, but I'm sure there's going to be something. And that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and that's next Thursday. And they just be coming. They don't come lightly. They come. Raw power to slap you upside your head gently with the word of God. So they're nice about it, but they're not nice about it. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss on Let's Do It Radio, let's talk about it. Email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And you can always share any of these episodes and segments on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, or any of your other social media platforms. So please, please, please do that for our listenership, because it has, the Ideal Woman, that has been listened to 105 times. Yes, 105 times. So you know these women have something, they know what they're talking about. So I want to thank them for coming on each Thursday evening to give us some meat to listen to. We cannot thank each and every one of you enough for joining in. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Yes, don't keep it to yourself. Join us again on Tuesday with Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it, and we could be discussing your topic. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Aqua Design at www.anaisevalcour.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, I am the same, anaisevalcour. So peace be unto each and every one of you. Be happy in the skin you're in. And oh yeah, give something away free like a smile. Can you hear me smiling? Because I am smiling because of everything. And watch the value of that person you smile to. Appreciate them. They're just going to start lighting up and start beaming. And if you're going to be anything, be kind. So I want to close with A Woman's Worth by Alicia Keys. Let me see if I can find myself here. Because that song, it's maybe secular, but she knows what she's talking about. So thank you all again. Please join us later on this evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern with Sergeant Parks, Keeping It Real and The Great Replacement Theory. And you know what that's about. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Here we go.
I'll keep on falling in and out.
I'll be back. Hey, yo, shorty, what's up? You looking good today. So you gonna give me some time or what?
What you talking about, shorty? What you know about a woman's work?
Always comes first.
really enjoyed myself in this session, Don't Turn Away From God album. But I just want to leave this with you all tonight.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.